Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for a series finale between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Montgomery Biscuits. Shuckers going for a sweep, and it's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake. We're joined by the guy that helped the Shuckers get to two straight wins to start the season in Bradley Blaylock, who made his double-A debut last night, shut down the Biscuits over five innings. Bradley, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
How fun was it last night, not only to make your double-A debut, but to put out a performance like you did?
Yeah, it was good. I had a good pregame with Wes and Will, kind of going into it, and kind of knew what I needed to do to get these guys out, and kind of that set up the day, and was ready to go five innings and however many pitches it took to get the guys out, I was ready to go.
You also, we talked about this before, you walked through the visiting clubhouse yesterday. You're still getting used to Double A. Was that part of the intimidation factor? You're getting used to the ballpark. You're walking through the clubhouse, looking at the guys, being, I'm going to strike you out and you out and you out.
No, it was definitely not part of it, but that adds a little factor to it. None of the doors are unlocked, so I had to walk through there and kept my head down and just kept walking because didn't want them to know who I was.
Hey, it worked. Grant, our strength guy, said, hey, you just got to keep doing it, right? You got to go through your next start.
Yeah. Hopefully the doors will be locked again, and maybe we'll do it again, but we'll see.
One of the big things that stood out yesterday for you is the fastball metrics for people who have not seen you before really jumped off the charts. 20-plus inches of induced vertical break. That's something that not many pitchers do at the big league level, much less here in Double-A. How have you developed that pitch throughout your career?
I got blessed, I guess, to come in with a fastball that has that much vertical break. But just being able to use that top of the zone, in and out and down, definitely sets up my other pitches pretty well. I had a little bit of a struggle in spring training with a little bit of the vert. It was down a little bit, but once we got back to getting that back to where it needed to be, success kind of jumped a little bit.
Is there anything special you do in your motion to the plate that's able to get so much ride on that pitch?
I wouldn't say anything special. I kind of have a high release slot, so it kind of helps me get behind the ball and stay through it, and produces that vert from there.
Well, and you pair it with a splitter that goes straight down. So you have a fastball that rides up, a splitter that dives straight down. How do those pitches play off each other and help you out when you're mixing up locations and trying to get guys out?
Yeah, they play really well off each other. Actually, the splitter's a new pitch. I learned that coming into 2022 after having Tommy John. So learning that kind of helped take my game to the next level because I had two pitches that went away from righties and into lefties, and just having something that could play off of that to back into righties and away from lefties kind of helped my fastball, and then fastball sets up my slider and curveball and splitter off of that.
What was it like developing that splitter? Because that is not a pitch that many guys have either throughout professional baseball.
No, yeah, I agree. Luckily, I was just sitting around one day and I knew I didn't have that good of a changeup, so I kind of watched some videos on YouTube and found something that I liked and kind of talked with the pitching coordinators about that when I was with the Red Sox, and they were all for it. And so before I could even throw, coming back from TJ, I was sitting there with the ball in my hand just learning the grip, and that helped me get comfortable with the grip going into throwing it.
Did you model the grip out of any particular pitcher?
Yeah, I'd say the pitcher that I model my grip after is Kevin Gausman with the Blue Jays. So that kind of watched it a little bit, and I was like, okay, I can kind of play around with that. And then once I started throwing it, I liked it a lot.
Was it something where you reached out to Gausman, or is it a Pitching Ninja video that you picked it up off of?
I'd say like a Pitching Ninja, something like that. So, that just being able to use the resources of that guy, the Pitching Ninja guy, and all the videos that are put out everywhere kind of helped me figure out what pitch I want to throw.
You also just went through your first spring training with the Brewers. You came over to the organization at the trade deadline last year. What's been your first impressions of the organization going through spring training?
Yeah, the organization is really good. Coming in, I didn't know what it was like because I've never been traded, and I was with the Red Sox for 4 years, so I kind of knew everything that they had for me. And coming in, I was excited and ready to learn. And it's pretty similar to the Red Sox, but there's a little difference. And I just took it and ran with it and asked questions every day.
And unlike Double A Portland in the Red Sox system, there is no snow in the field. As I think Portland's still not able to play a game because there's still snow at Hadlock Field. But how much are you enjoying Biloxi so far?
Yeah, I love it. It's close to home, back in the South, because I'm from Georgia, so pretty close. Luckily, I was able to have my parents and grandparents here last night and able to watch me throw. So hopefully they'll be able to come to more, and just the environment was good here and ready to get going.
Well, hey, and you turned out an incredible start. They got to see it. Not a bad way to start your AA career. Bradley, thanks so much for joining us. Best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you for having me.
This has been today's pregame interview. Back after this in the Biloxi Shockers Radio Network.